Dialogue 2. What am I doing here, Bess?
Why did you call me exactly?
I need to close a chapter of my life, and I cannot do it alone.
Something related to your husband, I assume.
You assume right. 10 years is a long time for any woman. I think everything has its limit, and perhaps this story should also now come to an end.
You want to contact your late husband in the afterlife?
Exactly. And I'm prepared to pay £10,000 to do it.
Quite an overwhelming amount, but monetary gains do not move me.
Everyone has a price.
Not everyone, it appears.
Please help me. Before he died, he told me that if there was any way, any method of contacting me from there, he would, without a doubt, and that I was to be prepared for it.
And I am your chosen medium?
Yes. A prestigious professional like you, shaken by so much press, I'm sure you are the one. The fact is, you are known as the man who speaks with death, are you not?
And how many have you had try before me?
Honestly, I've lost count. The search these last 10 years have bore very little fruit.
10 years trying to contact the spirit of your late husband?
Yes. I've spoken to hundreds, maybe thousands of mediums, seers, magicians, tarot readers, fortune tellers, anyone who claims to have the ability to speak to the deceased, but my search has been in vain. I have come to the conclusion that there is simply no one able, and that the dead remain just that, dead.
So then why call me?
Arthur Conan Doyle, a close friend of the family, said, if I remember correctly, one of the most amazing things I've seen in 41 years of psychic experience was Arthur Ford's demonstration. And you know that for him, spiritualism was more than a mere religion.
A very considerate man. Even if his most celebrated character, the eminent detective Sherlock Holmes, was a great skeptic on the subject. But surely a single comment from Mr. Conan Doyle wasn't enough to make you call. If I remember correctly, he has been dead for 4 years.
Well, not only that. Years ago, on February the 8th, 1908, you sent me a message that had been confessed to you by a woman from the afterlife.
Ah, yes. It was revealed to me by Fletcher's spirit.
For many years, my son had the hope of receiving some message from me. To prove its authenticity, the message should have a word that he and he alone would interpret. Only he would understand. Now that he is here with me, I can tell him the word is forgive. I beg of you, write it in capital letters and show it.
To his wife.
You discovered the exact word. Had I received this message while my husband was still alive, his perception of spiritualism may have completely changed.
Spirits communicate with us when they see fit. You confirmed its authenticity with this message. But still, you never agreed to see me.
No.
So I must insist. Why now?
Hope is the last thing we lose, Mr. Ford. I do not want to put out that candle without trying it one last time.
Candle?
It has been 10 years since my husband's death, and its presence has comforted me. It makes me feel closer to him. But I also feel that my longing to contact him is now as fragile as the flame it emits, so ethereal, so fleeting. So the time has come to revive it forever, or blow it out and let the great Houdini rest in peace.
As I understand it, some of the mediums who have tried said they had contacted the spirit of Houdini, but that you refused to accept it.
They lied.
Are you sure about that?
As sure as my husband was when a medium said he had contacted the spirit of his dead mother, my mother-in-law. It wasn't true. The message the medium received was in English. So, you see, impossible to be true, don't you think? My husband's mother spoke a mixture of German, Hungarian, and Yiddish.
Maybe she learned English in the afterlife.
Oh, please. I can't believe that. In addition, a cross, apparently, headed the message. And being that his family was Jewish, well, why, it angered my husband so much that he swore to become a crusader against spiritualism.
And he did. He ridiculed most of my colleagues, and if I may say so, in a rather insolent, haughty way.
My husband had a very strong character. If only you had given us the message sooner from his mother. But it was too late. He had already died.
Why do you insist on communicating with him?
I need to be at peace, and I'm convinced if there is anyone who can break the Houdini code, it's you.